Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, 244-7199.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
Many parents are discovering that their children are being exposed to transgender transitioning without their knowledge. Parents in Pennsylvania and in California have filed federal lawsuits just for this reason. Pacific Justice Institute has helped countless parents who've had their rights violated.
We rely on your generous support to continue to provide justice for all. Learn more at pji.org.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So here is the breaking news today that is going to have people talking, and the White House has already responded. We'll just hit on this briefly so that you hear it. Inflation hit 9.1% in June. If that sounds high to you, like you don't follow the news that closely, I feel like I heard numbers that were like in the sevens or the eights recently, and people said that was high. It was. That was record-setting high. But June, 9.1%, highest since 1981, an alarming surge, says whatever publication wrote this.
Really, all of them are saying that, because it is.
Yeah, that's probably why. Just in, President Biden is defending the inflation track. You have to, I guess. Today's data does not reflect the full impact of nearly 30 days of decreases in gas prices. He is right that this news on June does not include the last, what day is today of July? 12 days of gas going down. So he's right about that. And July's number might be better than June's, but I'm not sure that makes that much difference.
Well, yeah, I mean, if your argument or your spin of a disastrous June is that July won't be as bad, okay, I'm glad to hear it. But that doesn't make June any less disastrous.
Right.
And it's true that the world is seeing rampant inflation. We have it worse because we spent so damn much money, threw it around. You know, I decided at one point, like a week ago, I wasn't going to bother with any more stories about how $50 million worth of COVID money was spent on, anti-racism education in middle schools in Danbury, Connecticut.
Right.
You know, it just, because there's so much of it, it just wasn't interesting anymore. But it was an excuse to just hurl trillions of dollars into the economy as everybody screamed this is going to cause inflation. So you get the government you deserve, I guess. Oh, hey, that reminds me. One of our brilliant and alert listeners sent this along. It's actually when NPR is not flamingly biased, they do some pretty good reporting. And this is an article about why there's such a severe shortage of homes in the U.S., why real estate prices are doing what they've been doing. Why not? I think this is apropos.
What's up, homes?
We're coming up a couple of things. Home slice. A couple of things. Number one, the great Ilya Shapiro, constitutional scholar, forced out of Georgetown, is going to chat with us in an Armstrong and Getty exclusive. I don't think I've ever used that phrase before, because it's so jivey and dumb. Mm. Anyway, we'll be talking to Mr. Shapiro about the recent Supreme Court decisions and being forced out of Georgetown. And speaking of cancel culture and bizarre university activity, Josh Hawley versus a Stanford professor? Where's
Berkeley.
He a professor? Berkeley professor. On who can have babies and who can't and what's a woman and the rest of it. So another round of that nonsense. But this NPR thing on why the housing prices have gone up so much is pretty good, pretty simple, pretty compelling. One caveat. Back in 2005, whenever it was, Gladys, do you recall the date specifically? It was around 2005. Judy and I had a growing family. We were living in a slice of suburbia on a street where randos walked up and down all the time and people drove way too freaking fast. And we were thinking, okay, we don't want to raise our kids here. Do we want to buy another house in a safer place? And we decided, after I read and read and read real estate professionals saying, yes, the current run-up in prices is perfectly justified because of demand, blah, 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 and made a financially ruinous decision of buying a house. And it, as it turns out, that giant subprime mortgage credit default swap thing was known to Wall Street, and they were making zillions of dollars, but the rest of us didn't know about it. So my caveat to, I think this is a good, solid explanation, is unless there's some trickery going on behind the scenes that I'm not privy to.
But yeah, decent,
I hope not.
Not only a decent point, a mandatory point to make. The last time this happened, it was all a fraud.
Right. Right, so fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, well, you're not going to fool me again, as George W. Bush said. So this article opens up with a guy who's been building houses for 45 years, but he's never faced delays like he is now to get basic building material. He's waiting 6 months for a door, a year for a dishwasher. By one estimate, the U.S. is more than 3 million homes short of the demand from would-be buyers. 3 million short. Pandemic-related supply chain problems aren't helping. They're adding tens of thousands of dollars in cost, but the roots of the problem go much further to the housing bubble collapse in 2008. Says this builder, what I call the bloodbath happened. It was the worst housing market crash since the Great Depression. Many home builders went out of business. He didn't, but he said a lot of my tradespeople found other work. They went and got retrained for new jobs in law enforcement, all sorts of jobs. So the workforce was decimated. A few years later, as Americans started buying more homes again, building stayed below normal, and that slump in building continued for more than a decade. Meanwhile, the largest generation coming along, the millennials, started to settle down and buy houses. So the long story short is we are sadly short of builders and workers for those builders to employ still from the Great Crash. So that's it.
There you go.
Unless Wall Street is selling some sort of, I don't know, lumber future credit default swaps to the Chinese and making zillions of dollars on it. I don't know. I do not know.
How long does it take for this to all shake out and reach some sort of equilibrium? Who knows?
Yeah, and I can absolutely understand a builder thinking, yeah, I could conceivably add two more crews, but I got to borrow money to do that. It's hard to find guys. I'm just going to stay the way I am. I'm not going to get overextended again because I about lost my shirt in 08 or whatever. Yeah, I don't know exactly. If you're a builder and you'd like to shed some light on this, drop us an email, would you? mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com, as our thing is kind of just trying to understand what's actually happening and convey it to the folks. Having said that, do you want to take a break before we do the Josh Hawley thing? Break on time for once?
We could do that.
It'd be odd.
It's, I think I can tease it pretty well. And then I came across this yesterday, and I thought it was pretty good. So Josh Hawley is an interesting character if you follow politics. He is a guy considered by many to be maybe the sharpest legal mind in government in America. And he decided to go all in on the whole Trump thing for for whatever reason.
Go populist and Trumpy.
Yeah, go populist and Trumpy. And kind of interesting. As somebody tweeted out yesterday, this Berkeley professor manages to do the impossible, make Josh Hawley not look like the smuggest a-hole in the room. I don't know if that's fair or not, but it's certainly a shot at the Berkeley professor.
it's harsh, yeah. And I think this is actually a pretty good lead-in to talking to Ilya Shapiro about his experience of being forced out of Georgetown, because it shows the sort of thing people of common sense and people who just have honest intellectual inquiries, what they're facing, because they're getting beaten down for it.
Yeah. So if you haven't heard this conversation, it's pretty good. Next.
Armstrong and Getty.
Every search you make, every click you take, they'll be watching you.
Tired of companies like Google and Facebook watching everything you do online? There's actually a simple solution. DuckDuckGo. It's an all-in-one privacy app with a built-in private search engine, web browser, one-click data clearing, email protection, and more, all for free. Download the app today and get the most comprehensive privacy protection with the push of a button. DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
Hey parents, if you're anything like me, you love American history, but you're worried about how it's being taught today with 1619 Project and critical race theory and all the rest. You're looking around at the world wondering, where have we gone wrong? Why aren't we talking about the lessons that made America great? You're wondering, what are the books? What are the curriculum that I can trust? I'm Connor Boyack, author of the Tuttle Twins books that have sold over 4 million copies. We have an amazing new 240-page American history textbook that you can trust. Head to TuttleTwins.com/history.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
VNT Satellite has you covered with a 2-year TV price guarantee from Dish. Great TV service, stable price, no surprises.
Don't call the 800 number.
Call 530-241-3474 or visit VNT Satellite, your local premier Dish retailer today.
Monthly equipment fees and other restrictions apply. Recording hours vary. 2,000 hours based on SD programming. Remote viewing requires internet connection and compatible mobile device.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Hooks one to deep left field. There goes another for Pujols. Wow. And when you do things like that, you get to high five Nelly. Bonds, Aaron, Ruth, Rodriguez, Pujols, 685. So Pujols, is he a Reuter or not? I don't even remember.
I don't know.
Alex, do you know if Pujols was a Raider? I don't know if Alex was.
Not off the top of my head, I don't think so.
For some reason, I'm thinking he wasn't either. But, yeah, take Bond's name out of there, or not, and A-Rod's. But, yeah. But again, that was the game they played, and everybody knew what was going on, and they allowed it, so why wouldn't you count him? Anyway, different topic, and, you know, turn over to the sports station if you want to argue about that. But I like that, if you hit that many home runs, you get to high-five Nelly.
Who apparently was on hand,
yes,
the was old school rap guy?
Yes, of It Wasn't Me fame. Is that Nelly? I don't even remember who Nelly was. It doesn't matter.
Is he the It's Getting Hot in Here guy?
Oh, yeah, I think that's Nelly.
Wow, as the least hip music guy in the room, I nailed it. I went. So, Josh Hawley, Republican, Missouri, who, again, is considered, A, one of the most brilliant legal minds in the United States government, and, B, has decided to go kind of populist, which is fine. It's his right. He got into it during a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on abortion and the legal consequence of the Supreme Court's decision. He got into it with Berkeley Law Professor Kara Bridges. The senator questioned her characterization of who can get pregnant. She used the term people with a capacity for pregnancy. And here's how it went.
Before I want to visit with you, Ms. Maskey, but before I do, I just want to clear one thing up. Professor Bridges, you said several times, you've used a phrase, I want to make sure I understand what you mean by it. You've referred to people with a capacity for pregnancy. Would that be women?
Many women, cis women, have the capacity for pregnancy. Many cis women do not have the capacity for pregnancy. There are also trans men who are capable of pregnancy, as well as non-binary people who are capable of pregnancy.
So this isn't really a women's rights issue. We can recognize
that this impacts women while also recognizing that it impacts other groups. Those things are not mutually exclusive, Senator Hawley.
Oh, so your view is that the core of this right then is about what?
So I want to recognize that your line of questioning is transphobic, and it opens up trans people to violence by not recognizing that.
Wow, you're saying that I'm opening up people to violence by asking whether or not women are the folks who can have pregnancies?
So I want to note that 1 out of 5 transgender persons have attempted suicide. So I think it's important.
Because of my line of questioning?
Because,
so we can't talk about it?
Because denying that trans people exist and pretending not to know that they exist.
I'm denying
dangerous.
That trans people exist by asking
you
if you're talking about women having pregnancies.
Do you believe that men can get pregnant?
No, I don't think so.
So you are denying that trans people exist?
Thank and that leads to violence? Is this how you run your classroom? Are students allowed to question you?
Absolutely.
Or are they also treated like this? Where
they're
told that they're opening up people to violence.
We have a good time in my class. You should join.
I bet.
You might learn a lot.
Wow, I would learn a lot. I've learned a lot just
I know.
In this exchange.
Absolutely.
Extraordinary.
Yep.
Well, it's a ear of the beholder thing, obviously, if you're on social media at all yesterday after that, because plenty of people talking about how Josh Hawley got owned by the Berkeley professor.
Wow.
Right. And that's, you know, obviously that's not the way it sounded to me, but ear of the beholder. So Tim Sandifer.
Well, I must point out, ear of the very, very small percentage of Americans who are very vocal on the left of social media.
And so what would you guess if you America sides at what percentage with Josh Hawley on that? 75%? Higher?
Yeah, roughly something around there probably. Guess.
And of the 25% that don't, about half of those don't actually believe it. They just kind of their tribe and, you know.
Well, right. I mean, most people are sheep, so conformism would make a lot of people agree with it.
Tim Sandifer retweeted, seeing how many people are convinced on Twitter that this was a very bad day for Josh Hawley, feels like a watershed moment for me in terms of exactly how separate and self-reinforcing the informational ecosystems are.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah, that's the point I was making. Tim used prettier words, as he often does, but you just, what a brilliant example of the very small number of angry, militant, loud voices getting amplified by social media to the point that you think it is a significant chunk of America. And it's not. It's the militant, it's the dictatorship of the militant, angry, dangerous few.
Interesting. I thought that was a great exchange to be had in a public setting where people can hear it and make up their minds.
Yeah, I want to play it again later. The whole gender theory crowd, whose goal is to erase any sort of dividing lines, any binaries or anything like that. I think ultimately they are going to do terrible damage to gay rights and women's rights and the rest of it. But the idea that every primate on Earth has males and females, except humans, and then you're not even allowed to talk about it, is the stuff of the Middle Ages.
The big story today, probably the inflation numbers for June that came out, 9.2%. Biggest increase in 41 years. But here is a tweet from White House reporter for CBS, which I think it's important who this came from. CBS News White House reporter Catherine Watson. Inflation has effectively increased 14.5% since June of 2020. Okay, and then does some math on that. If you have received no raise since then, you're making 14.5% less. If you received a 3% raise, then you're making 11.5% less. If you received a 6% raise and you didn't, you're still making 8.5% less. That's the way you got to look at it in terms of like adjusting your life.
Mm-hmm.
If I've taken a 14.5% pay cut, I got to look at things differently.
Well, and you don't need to be living paycheck to paycheck or living irresponsibly or anything like that for that percentage of a wage loss to affect your ability to save and to live in a smart way.
If you really want to make yourself miserable, take your salary and take 14.5% out of that and think what you would have bought with that money. Because you could have spent it incredibly irresponsibly since it just disappeared into the ether.
And those of you who are young, say, I don't know, 35 or less, certainly under 30, there's going to come a time in a few decades where the government, the world, is going to be doing things that are absolutely leading toward more terrible inflation. You will know it, having seen it. You will be shouting at the top of your lungs, telling everybody you can through whatever psychic social media, thanks to the chip in your brain, exists in those, whatever artificial intelligence-driven robot overlord social media is going on. You will be trying desperately to tell your countrymen, you need to stop or we're going to have a terrible inflation. And they will ignore you. Something to look forward to.
Do you have a sense of the Elon Musk Twitter battle? Is he as off base as some of the commentators that I've seen are saying, or not?
Well, I don't know what commentators you've seen and what they've said exactly, so that's a difficult question to answer. But he has some legitimate, serious gripes about the way the deal unfolded, and he has a case for getting out of the deal. The way the contract's written, from what I understand, he doesn't have a great case.
Okay.
And it's complicated.
I had something from Jim Cramer about how amateurish and...
He's searching it out. There it is.
Jim Cramer, devastating Twitter filing shows how horrendous and infantile Elon Musk was in his attempt to buy Twitter. Which I don't have any idea. I'm not a lawyer and business guy, so I don't know. I saw only one person has ever won a case like this. I don't know if that's true either.
Yeah, not based on what I was reading in the Wall Street Journal, but it strikes me, and I think I know what Cramer's driving at. When everything was coming up Elon, he impulsively decided to buy Twitter and wrote up a very loose contract that was dangerous to him because he thought everything keep going. The great Ilya Shapiro, constitutional scholar, to talk about him being deplatformed in the recent Supreme Court decisions coming up.
Yeah, it's going to be good stuff. Hope you can stick around.
Is your prostate secretly being destroyed without you knowing it? All the ads for these prostate pills, like Super Beta Prostate, Saw Palmetto, Prostastream, Prostagenics, and others, want to know which pills work and which are garbage? Now you can. Get a free copy of the new guide, Prostate Secrets, that pulls back the curtain on the prostate pill industry. Learn what is really in these pills. Which pill has over 987 adverse event reports filed against it with the FDA? It's shocking. Learn the one food to avoid that is a prostate killer. And discover the three so-called health foods that destroy your prostate. Get your free copy at prostatesecrets.com. That's prostatesecrets.com. This free guide will show you how to end your prostate prostate problems without drugs or surgery. 5 important things to do to protect your prostate and much more. Warning, this guide is controversial and may be offensive to some readers as it pulls no punches. So go to ProstateSecrets.com. ProstateSecrets.com. That's ProstateSecrets.com.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's keep it 100. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but it ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only bout it, God can't bout it, nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
Locally owned and operated for 26 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday. La Cabana serves traditional dishes including tamales, enchiladas, quesadillas, and burritos. They also have combination plates. Dine in or take out. La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring electronic products and services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
A Russian ammunition depot appearing to be targeted by Ukrainian forces, causing a massive blast captured on social media. It would appear Ukrainian forces used U.S.-supplied multiple-launch high-mobility artillery rocket systems to strike the area. Russia's TASS news agency, though, offered a different account, saying the target was a mineral fertilizer storage facility that exploded.
Whatever, you lying bastards. Russians blowing up schools and apartment buildings and stuff. Same thing they've been doing, well, really for centuries. But did in Ukraine over the weekend, and the death toll continues to rise from the apartment complex. We'll have more Ukraine coverage for you a little later in the hour. Also, more on the inflation numbers that are coming out and some of the analysis of that, that some of which is hilarious. Well, what are you going to do? You get bad news, you got to try to spin it positive somehow.
Yeah, I guess. So how are we doing in efforting?
Looking good. Got it.
Excellent. Well, what a pleasure it is to welcome to the Armstrong and Getty Show Ilya Shapiro, Director of Constitutional Studies at Manhattan Institute, previously the Executive Director and Senior Lecturer at the Georgetown Center for the Constitution, which we will be discussing with Mr. Shapiro. Sir, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Week two of my new job at the Manhattan Institute, still working from my home in Virginia, not moving to New York, but it's interesting times with the Supreme Court and lots of other things going on.
Indeed, yeah, and we're anxious to talk to you about the recent Supreme Court decisions. But before we get to that, we have discussed your situation, your experience with Georgetown a fair amount, read your absolutely terrific letter of resignation. Just on that topic, after your admittedly poorly worded tweets about Joe Biden limiting his Supreme Court selection to a black woman and how that didn't really serve the country, Georgetown was mad at you, had a months-long investigation. And then when you left, the dean said that our priority is protecting free speech and expression, and Dr. Shapiro was more than welcome to practice that. Well, what's your response to that statement?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
Well, it was just that the dean of Georgetown Law said, we're not limiting Mr. Shapiro's right to free inquiry and free speech at all. He's welcome to work here. But you decided to leave. Why?
Well, they are. As I explained in my resignation letter, and which I summarized in my Wall Street Journal op-ed when I realized I needed to resign, they were setting me up for a fall. They were saying that any time I said something where somebody complained that they were offended, then that would constitute a hostile educational environment. And as I gave some very realistic hypotheticals, that would happen any time, say this fall when the court takes up the Harvard affirmative action case and I make the analysis that the 14th Amendment prohibits discriminating based on race in admissions. That would people would complain, and there'd be a letter writing campaign, and away we go. And there's that sort of Damocles hanging over me. So in effect, the law school rescinded its otherwise good on paper free speech and expression policy.
Is that sort of Damocles hanging over the head of a lot of people who would like to speak up at universities around the country? Do you think?
I think so. Absolutely. There's it's been made clear that if you diverge from the accepted orthodoxy, then you're going to get in trouble. And it's not just conservatives or libertarians. Kind of old school liberals are feeling this, and occasionally that comes out. I think there was a high profile resignation last week by a UCLA anthropology professor who's otherwise a liberal Democrat, but said that it was unsustainable being in academia these days. It's unfortunate, but it's few and far between the institution that will stand up for actual intellectual inquiry and the pursuit of truth, the basic educational mission.
Right. I think it's so dangerous, and I'm glad you pointed out it's not a conservative liberal thing or anything like that, but the American university system is probably the greatest engine of the growth of knowledge and science and saving lives and advancing humanity that's ever existed on Earth. And our opinion is it's rotting, and it's far too important to be left to academics. I think people need to understand how dangerous this is.
I think that's right. Academia is an important institution in American society, and I think it's in terminal decline. I don't think I'm very pessimistic. You know, American society writ large, I see lots of good things. I'm optimistic, but academia, I think, has gone past the point of no return. And to be clear, this is not kind of the same age-old complaint that conservatives have about universities being too liberal going back decades. I think the ratio of the political spectrum, students, faculty, liberal, conservative, moderate, whatever, at universities is probably no different now than it was when I was in college 25 years ago or in law school 20 years ago. The problem is the administrators and the growth and the bureaucratic bloat has become such that administrators kowtow and placate the radical illiberal element such that it shuts down the genuine discourse and the search for truth and being able to consider ideas that you might not agree with. So the Overton window, the acceptable range of policy views, has shifted radically to the left and narrowed, and it's made it untenable for a lot of faculty and a lot of students.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. I mean, the argument goes back at least as far as William F. Buckley when he wrote God and Man at Yale in the 50s, I think, and complaining about the university system then, and it's come a long way from there.
We're talking to Ilya Shapiro of the Manhattan Institute, and before we get to specific Supreme Court cases, speaking of institutions that are a punching bag these days, what do you make of the image of the court in popular politics right now?
The Supreme Court has long been part of political discourse, and judicial confirmations have long had politics attached to them. I mean, George Washington had a Supreme Court nominee rejected for political reasons by the Senate. Now, politics has played a role in different ways over our history. What's different now is that you have divergent interpretive theories that map onto partisan preference at a time when the parties are more ideologically sorted and polarized than they've been since at least the Civil War, if not ever. And so you have this, ratcheting up to 12 every time there's a vacancy in one of these precious seats. And the only way to fix it isn't by kind of these reforms, structural or otherwise, or how you conduct hearings, but make the court less important, not have it decide half a dozen of the most important political issues in American life every June. Return decision-making to the states and to Congress, for that matter, rather than to the executive branch that gets sued. That's not an easy fix. That's not an overnight fix. And it took us decades to get to where we are now.
I got to go back to something you said just a few seconds ago, and I don't know exactly how you worded it, but as politically as divided as since the Civil War, if not more?
I think the parties are as they're sorted ideologically. That is, you don't have conservative Democrats, you don't have liberal Republicans in Congress, and polarized. The kind of the peaks or the median of both parties are more separate than I think at least the Civil War.
Interesting.
Wow, interesting, and also that the way you view the Constitution has been sorted in a similar way or attached to those tribes. Interesting. Hey, we need to take a short break, and then we'd love to talk to you about some of the specific Supreme Court decisions that have so roiled the country. Can you hang around for a couple of minutes?
Sure. Absolutely.
All right,
cool.
Terrific.
I'll be interested in what he thinks was the most important decision that came down for the Supreme Court in this historic session. All on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile are charging you a premium fee every month for data you don't use. Stop paying for things you don't use.
Instead of paying $89 a month to your current provider, get talk, text, and data for just $30 a month with Pure Talk.
Now, I know what you're thinking. Is the coverage really going to be that good? Am I going to get dropped calls? Is the internet slow? Well, here's the great news. Pure Talk is on America's most reliable 5G network.
You get great coverage, great data speed, and with Pure Talk's U.S.-based customer service, switching is easy.
Keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more money in your pocket every month.
Pure Talk is the wireless company who will value you and your values. Give them a shot.
Just dial #250 and say Armstrong and Getty, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month.
With Pure Talk's no-risk money-back guarantee, you will not regret this. Dial #250 and say Armstrong and Getty and start saving today. Again, dial #250 and say Armstrong and Getty. Start saving today.
Terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolled for recurring unlimited marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. Visit ISSA online for details.
Tired of the 9-to-5 grind? Looking for something different that's flexible, fulfilling, and pays well? How'd you like to get paid to work out? Now you can with ISSA, the global leader in personal fitness certification.
There's a huge demand for certified personal trainers right now, and once you get ISSA certified, they guarantee you'll get a job. Trainers can make as much as $200 an hour. Yes, I said $200 an hour. And with ISSA, you can be certified in as little as 4 weeks. Just text ACT to 323232 now to get started for free. You do everything at your own pace and 100% online.
Pursue your passion in specializations like yoga, nutrition, or strength training. Live your life on your terms. Get certified and train like you want. Start your own business, work at a gym, or make health and fitness your side hustle. Whatever works for you. Just don't wait.
Get started today and be certified in as little as 4 weeks. Just text ACT to 323232 right now to get started for free. Text the word ACT to 323232. Text ACT to 323232.
Hi, this is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. The price of gas and diesel is crippling budgets of North State families, farms, and small businesses. California's taxes and fees add about $1.12 to the price of every gallon. The Biden administration's policy of canceling the Keystone Pipeline has made problems worse, as well as the stoppage of lease sales on federal lands and permits, and enacting even more choking regulations. Result? Prices skyrocketing while Biden asks Saudi Arabia for more foreign oil. We will keep working in Congress for common sense solutions to reduce costs and make us energy independent by using the plentiful energy sources available right here in North America. My office exists to serve you. My website is lamalfa.house.gov, or go to my Facebook under Rep. LaMalfa for the latest updates. You can also take my poll on American energy. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Thanks for listening. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center. Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Fall semester classes begin August 15th. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor is La Unica Dominican Primeros. Premium shade-grown Connecticut wrappers combined with a long filler blend of aged Cuban seed Dominican tobaccos, providing a smooth, mellow to medium-bodied experience. It's a rich and balanced selection with subtle hints of nuts, cream, and fruit. La Unica Dominican Primeros. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Ilya Shapiro is with us. Mr. Shapiro is Director of Constitutional Studies at the Manhattan Institute. Before that, he's Vice President of the Cato Institute. Mr. Shapiro, thanks for sticking around. We appreciate it very much.
Sure.
Several giant decisions in this latest Supreme Court session that have gotten a lot of attention, to say the least. But before we get into the specific cases, the president in recent weeks, since the decisions came down, has talked about how radical this court is and how out of step with the mainstream of America, et cetera, et cetera. Most of us who are a little older have lived with a left-leaning Supreme Court our entire lives. Now we have one that is right-leaning. Where does it fit in on the radical out-of-step scale, in your opinion?
Well, that's all just political posturing, and I think a lot of this is driven by media misinformation about what Roe v. Wade actually stands for, what overturning it actually means. I think a plurality of Americans, most Americans reject both the kind of no abortion at all from conception, and they also reject, you know, no restrictions at all through 9 months. In Europe, most countries have restrictions past somewhere like 10 or 14 weeks. And so the law at issue in Mississippi is actually more liberal than the law in France, for example. You know, now states are becoming more restrictive after this decision. But I think there's just a lot of political posturing and demagoguery over these issues. At the end of the day, when it comes to political opinion, and we have a midterm election coming this fall, I don't think what we've been treated to the last few weeks in terms of the political discourse is really going to matter surrounding the Supreme Court. People are going to vote their pocketbook and these other crime and whatever other concerns. The court, I think, will muddle through. It's still respected much more than Congress or the president.
What other case or cases do you think were particularly important or impactful?
Well, there were about half a dozen this term that make it such a blockbuster term. I don't want to understate the importance or significance of this term involving the right to bear arms, the Second Amendment case in New York, a couple of religion cases, school choice or prayer by a coach after a football game. But, you know, the one that I think will have the longest lasting effect on jurisprudence, the one that will have the biggest impact on governance, is an administrative law case involving EPA regulation of greenhouse or climate change causing emissions, West Virginia versus EPA. There, the court said that the EPA or any federal agency can't just take upon itself huge regulatory authority unless Congress has specified that. And the court talked about what it called the major questions doctrine. That is, if there's some law or regulation that's worth a significant amount of economic impact or societal impact, the court is not going to allow that agency, be it the EPA or the Securities and Exchange Commission, the Labor Department, what have you, this goes across, goes far beyond climate change. It will not allow the agency to just take upon itself that massive power. Congress has to be the one to take the political hit and make that politically potentially controversial decision to regulate, to give the agency that authority. I think we're going to see that impact across a range of policy issues.
So it drives me nuts. I mean, you touched this on this already, the way the media was talking about the abortion decision, and also the media, the way they talked about this EPA decision, as if the Supreme Court, what the Supreme Court announced was they don't care about climate change, as opposed to the role of agencies in making law versus Congress. I mean, is that, am I right about that? Is the media just so far off track of understanding what the Supreme Court does?
Yeah, the court did not pronounce on what environmental regulation should be in place. It didn't pronounce on which abortion regulation should be in place. It didn't even pronounce on which firearm regulation should be in place, other than that you can't completely ban the carrying of firearms. The Second Amendment has the right to keep and bear arms. So I think there is a lot of misreporting. A lot of reporters, even without being in bad faith, are in kind of progressive bubbles. And so there's this narrative that develops that, frankly, frankly, doesn't do a good service to anyone, regardless of what your political views might be, because it doesn't explain what exactly is at issue and what the court rules.
So I realize you could probably write a 500-page book on this topic, but we talk a lot about whether the times we're living in these days are just a pendulum swinging outward in the way that, like, the late 60s. Cities were burning, assassinations, you know, bombings, domestic bombings were going on, but things calmed down and settled down, and then, the next couple of decades were pretty prosperous and reasonably stable. Are we just going through a rocky patch, or do you think, you know, the siloing of information and social media, et cetera, are we heading down a new road?
Well, are we in these historical cycles? Indeed, people are drawing parallels to the late 60s, and the former Japanese prime minister was just assassinated. Are we going to have more political violence? People are drawing parallels to the last pandemic, the Spanish flu 100 years ago, after which we had the Roaring Twenties. People forgot about all the turmoil from the pandemic and World War One, and we had a great economic boom and social development in various ways. I don't know. It's as Yogi Berra said, it's hard to make predictions, especially about the future. There are good things. There are historical comparisons. Even though inflation is high, it seems like economic growth isn't too bad these days. Unemployment, it seems to be fairly low, at least in many states. But you have this political polarization, and you have the wild card of the internet and social media and digital information flows that seem to nationalize every single issue and instantaneously convey information, true, false, or opinions immediately. So we're certainly living in interesting times, and I don't have a very good crystal ball. I'm optimistic about many things. I have two little kids. I have two more on the way. I'm trying to build a good family life for myself. And I think the more that people focus on themselves and their families, rather than getting upset about these abstract issues that don't directly affect them, I think the better we'll all be as a society.
I couldn't agree with that more.
Wow, yeah, that's an absolutely terrific topic or a statement to end on. This is kind of a highbrow joke for a couple of half-wits, but I think you might enjoy it. I read this the other day. Somebody said, yeah, we're going to have the Roaring Twenties again, only this time we're Germany. Oh, boy. Ilya Shapiro, Director of Constitutional Studies at the Manhattan Institute, just enjoyed the heck out of the conversation. I hope we can do it again sometime.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, thanks a million.
So I was really intrigued, obviously, because I followed up on it, on his comment that we might be even more polarized than we were at the time of the Civil War. And when people say that sort of thing, I mean, it seems pretty extraordinary because we went to war and 600,000 people died, and et cetera, et cetera. But in terms of the politics of it, he's probably right, since you can't have anybody even close to moderate, really, in either party anymore, because you'll get primaried by your own party and lose.
Yeah.
So we'll probably have less common ground than maybe we've ever had in our nation's history among the two parties.
You know, I happen to be doing yet more reading about the Civil War because, as John Mulady pointed out, all dads are apparently studying for some future test on World War II, or I'd add the Civil War. But, yeah, there were lots and lots of moderates at the time. There are lots of people saying, no, you can't secede. We can't divide the Union. We got to work out a compromise. Let's the Kansas-Nebraska Act. There were all sorts of moderates running around.
Yeah, I'm not making an argument that we're headed toward a civil war because I think there's all kinds of reasons that's relatively silly. And if it happened, it would be a long time from now. But in terms of fewer people with common ground, like if you had them all on a spectrum, you know, people toward the middle, we might have less than we've ever had.
Troubling. These are the spicy times.
These are the spicy times. I wonder if that changes any. The fundraising thing in the primary system is what would have to change that. And I don't know if that's in the works or not.
Meanwhile, clickonomics lurks like a poisonous gas. I mean, because that so infects people's thoughts. Just the need to make everybody angry all the time for our media to make any money, including our social media. I don't know. I don't know if we got what it takes. You know, Bill Clinton, there's nothing wrong with America that can't be fixed by what is right with America. yeah, I want to remeasure all that. Can we please?
What Mr. Shapiro there said there toward the end, though, if you focus on your family and raising your kids and all that sort of stuff, and if more people did that, we'd be better off, is clearly true. It's right. Like you and your neighbor and your cul-de-sac, who maybe don't agree on a single political issue, could hang out the entire weekend if it's over Little League baseball and barbecues and the guy down the road who doesn't mow his lawn enough or whatever.
Mm-hmm. First step, have two or more children. I'm talking to you, folks. Let's get started.
If you miss an hour of the show, you can grab it in podcast form, Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.